This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Going to our archives for that one. That, of course, is the theme of the Donna Reed Show that was on the air beginning on September of 1958 on ABC, and it ran for 8 years, 274 episodes, one of the classic television shows of the golden age of TV. And joining us right now, it's one of its stars, my friend Paul Peterson. Hi, Paul. How are you?
I am excellent, Ron. And how are you this day?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Boy, that music brings back a lot of memories.
Oh, it's like constant family movies.
Yeah, right. That's exactly right. I don't know about today. I'm out of it today. But those older songs, you can picture how the show began. If it had a vocal to it, you could sing along with it. I don't know if you can do that today. And you know who said that to me? It had an impact on me. Jay Leno told me, he says, I could hum you the Tonight Show theme with Johnny Carson. Ba-da-ba-ba-da. He said, but I can't my own theme.
Isn't that something? Well, of course, the themes are very important. I once had a chance to meet the fellow who put out that album of the great classic television themes.
Yes.
And he sat in the back of the car, and he would whistle like the theme from Lassie. And we're going, oh, my God, I know that. Well, that's why they called it classic television.
Classic television.
It was quality from top to bottom.
Well, speaking about quality from top to bottom, this is pretty cool. Now, the release of Season 3 on a 4-disc DVD set, now for the first time, plus special bonus features of classic TV that they will see things that they never saw before. Why Season 3, Paul?
Well, Season 1 came out last year, quickly followed by Season 2.
Okay, I guess that's a good enough reason.
Well, there you go. And today is the release date for Season 3. And we're very pleased that people have reached out for this. They are sitting down with their, frankly, their grandchildren and saying, this is what we grew up with. And what they are discovering is even youngsters who are looking at a black and white family sitcom are enraptured by it because it's a story they can follow. It's not too fast. There are little morals at the end of every story. And you can tell that the people on screen really like each other.
Now, let me pose this to you, because I know that child celebrities sometimes run into jams. Was there a time, and I know that, I think it was Max Behrer who played on the Beverly Hillbillies,
right,
that didn't even want to talk about his days on the Beverly Hillbillies, later opened up a museum. Was there a time where you said, I'm going to separate myself from the Donna Reed Show, or did you always have this great attraction to it and say, this was a part of my life that I am proud of and that I'll never forget?
Well, look, I was always proud of the work, but, you know, when the Donna Reed Show came to an end, first run, it was 1966. There were 500,000 troops in Vietnam. Everybody was protesting. The British musical invasion had occurred, and it was Timothy Leary, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, tune
right
in, turn on, and I didn't fit anymore. And it was uncomfortable because I was busy trying to create a career as an adult. I had long since learned that as a performer, I was not going to have an opportunity to participate. So I was off doing my writing career with Simon & Schuster and Random House. And my past acted like an albatross. Not that I ever felt badly about it, but people had me in a little box, and that's what stereotyping will do. And I can't blame folks for that. Ron, I came into people's living room every Thursday night for 8 years,
mm-hmm,
and they knew that, yes, they knew my name, Paul Peterson, but they still called me Jeff.
Yeah, of course. Oh,
and it wasn't until I started this foundation, A Minor Consideration, to take care of kids in show business, that people really made the switch and understood that that was a character I played, which I loved playing, and it's a goodly part of me, believe me.
Oh, sure.
As any experience between ages 12 and 20 becomes part of you. But, you know, we grow up and we move on. And I understand Max's difficulty with the character he played because it's so indelible.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know Jeffro.
Yeah, the thing about it is that for all the reasons that it has become difficult for child stars to proceed in a fashion that is not off to the left or off to the right, but on the straight line over a lifetime, is because part that they play so well. I mean, your role as Jeff Stone was like a real person. So
right.
Consequently, your talent supersedes anything else.
Well, and that's the dilemma. You see, you know, the interesting thing, I must tell you, because I work with so many young performers and have for the last 20 years, that is troubling, is that people forget that it's the young person who learns the lines and hits the marks and creates that character that makes you laugh and cry.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the industry, now this is a generalized statement, but overall, the industry doesn't give much credit to children, no matter how talented you are.
Right, right, right.
There's something in them that they think, well, the kid doesn't know what he's doing. Nonsense. Children do, in fact, exhibit tremendous communication skills. And believe me, I'm here to tell you, you remember every day of the work that you do.
I'm sure you do. Now, let's talk about a couple of other things that happened during those years. First of all, your co-star, Shelley Fabre. Now,
yes.
Here she is co-starring with you and Donna Reed, and then turns around and co-stars with Elvis Presley. So that's not bad company, Paul.
Oh, no. Well, you know, Shelley did 3 movies with Elvis.
Yeah, I know that. So
and they were great buddies.
Yeah, she's a
engine buddies.
She's a delightful lady. But
oh, she is.
Let's go back to your singing career for a second. Now, you got to clear something up for me, all right?
Okay.
I remember an episode that you were singing Goodbye, Cruel World. Okay, you were driving it, and tell me if I was right. You're driving in a convertible. It was a Pontiac convertible, and you're driving, and you're singing Goodbye, Cruel World. Now, James Dearan had a hit version of that, too, and he said, I'm off to join the circus. But you sang, I was off to join the army. Is that right?
Well, yes and no. Jimmy Dearan came on the Donna Reed Show as a glittering date for Shelley Fabre.
Okay.
The songs that people remember that I did on the show are My Dad, which I sang to Carl Betts, my father.
Great song.
A classic.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was written by Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil, who
really
had like 70 number one records.
Yeah, sure, of course.
You know, one of the greatest duos ever.
I love that song.
Yeah, it's a great one. But the song, the other one that people still tease me about it is She Can't Find Her Keys.
Oh!
Which was that wonderful little novelty song, you know,
yeah.
When I take my baby home at night, I can't wait to kiss and hold her tight. But, of course, she's lost her keys.
I forgot about that song. Wow, you really are bringing back some great memories there.
Well, it's so, you know, it was such an honor to be at that time and in that place and be able to go out on the road with the Dick Clark Caravan of Stars in the company of, I mean, listen to some of the people on the bus with me, the Supremes, the Drifters. I mean, talk about, that was the time when you really did overnights, you know, the 6 shows a week,
yep.
And everybody together on the bus. And it was great fun. I enjoyed it. I have always enjoyed performing live. And I never deluded myself that I was some sort of, you know, God's gift to singing. But I enjoy it. And I think people who watched me perform in those days understood that I was having a good time.
Paul, do you have a couple more seconds to spend with us?
Absolutely.
I have to take a break. And you touched on the subject now that is part of my heart. So let's come back, all right?
Sure.
Our guest is Paul Peterson. Of course, he played Jeff Stone on the TV show The Donna Reed Show, which premiered in 1958 and went on to 1966. And Paul Peterson and I will be right back with more with Ron Segi today.
She pulls out lipstick powder, bubblegum and bobby pins, but she can't find her keys.
On this Father's Day weekend, welcome back to hour number two of Ron Segi Today. And my first guest has been a friend of mine for a lot of years. And I tell you something, he's still very active in the entertainment business. But back in the late 50s and early 60s, he was a giant star in a television show and as a recording artist. And a lot of our older listeners out there would remember from the Donna Reed Show, Paul Peterson. Later on, Earth, Wind, and Fire is probably one of the greatest groups of all time, and we have Philip Bailey from that group joining us. And then this is June, the month of graduations, Father's Days, birthdays, weddings, and our friend Lindsay Roberts is going to give us some gift-giving ideas for June. Not too late to get something for Dad, you know. And that's all coming up with Ron Segi Today.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work. He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We're back with Ron Sedgy today. My guest has been so nice to stay with us a little bit longer. Everybody knows Paul Peterson. Paul, of course, played the role of Jeff Stone, and that was on the Donna Reed Show. And along with being an actor, he also became a teen idol during those days. That was the thing to do, Paul, was, Ricky Nelson really introduced that. I got a television show. We got a good-looking guy. We got a vehicle to promote his records. Bam, you're singing in a studio, and before you know it, you're doing concerts.
That's right, and of course, I was really close with Ricky Nelson. He was about 5 years older, but he was one of the reasons when they asked me to perform on the show, I said absolutely, because, Ricky was a good-looking guy,
yep.
And he had fast cars and faster women.
There's no doubt. You mentioned in the earlier segment of the Dick Clark Caravan of Stars, and, Paul, like you, I had the honor of being friends with Dick Clark, and what was even a bigger honor was that he considered me one. But boy, I tell you something, what a contribution and an asset to the music industry during the early stages of rock and roll. I mean, the man obviously was a legend and a great friend and a nice guy, and really helped these stars become stars because of the opportunities that he allowed them to have on not only television but also in his radio shows.
Essential component of our lives.
Yes, and the fact that he went out on the road with these Caravan of Stars, everybody only had, like you say, one or two hits, so you had to have like eight acts with you, because if you didn't, you couldn't get through a two-hour show.
That's right, and I learned some very important things being in the company of the people I mentioned. One person was Gene Pitney.
Oh, no, don't.
A wonderful man.
The best.
After the shows, I would watch Gene. I sat next to him, and he had all the business cards he acquired that day and was sending out personal notes,
yep,
to every person he met. And I said to him, "Why are you doing that, Gene?" And he said, "Paul, you have to be nice to people on the way up." And it was such a powerful lesson. But to be able to sit in a confined, bus. Now, this is all of us together, and hear Abdul from the Drifters pick,
yeah,
up his guitar and start to play.
I can't imagine being on a bus for any length of time with Gene Pitney. I mean, it would be just phenomenal. This guy was a genius.
And such a professional.
Oh, yeah. What a loss.
I adored being with those people, and it was an experience unlike anything I'd ever had before, because we started off in the South. And look, we were an integrated bus in 1963, and those were difficult times. And I can remember so clearly having to defend my association with these wonderful black artists that all of us listened to.
That's right.
And subsequently, that was one of the reasons, because of the friendships I created then and cherish to this day, that I was the first white singing artist signed by Motown. It was quite an experience.
I didn't know that, really.
Yeah, they had signed Jimmy Webb as a songwriter.
Yes, of course.
And I came in right behind that. And, of course, my very first official Motown decision was to not sing his song by the time I get to Phoenix.
Oh, that's funny. One of the things that I think people should know is that when you travel, this wasn't a traveling bus like a Prevost or the ones like Willie Nelson or this is like an old beat-up Greyhound. And Paul Anketomi used to sleep in the luggage racks.
Absolutely. Well, of course, Paul could fit up there.
He could fit up there, that's right. Were you on the same tour with people like Tony Orlando and Bobby Vinton?
With Bobby Vinton, yes, and with Tom Jones.
Tom Jones.
Which was pretty phenomenal.
Yeah.
But remember, I only had a certain hiatus window from production of the Donna Reed Show, so I couldn't go out and do the full tour. Well, here's a name that you might remember, country singer Ronnie Dove.
Oh, geez, Ronnie Dove. Yeah, big crossover artist.
Absolutely, and one of the first. To watch these people was such a privilege, because I don't care whether the bus broke down or our driver quit or our motel reservations weren't set. when we put on a show, it was the best we could put on.
Now, Paul, when you were on that bus, how old were you?
Turned 18 on the first tour, then 19.
Well, you got a learning of life fast, huh?
Well, yes, but the community that was created on that bus took care of me. I was under no illusions about where I fit on the talent scale.
Mm-hmm.
I was in awe of the Supremes and the Drifters.
Oh, of course.
And watching Gene Pitney perform. But they understood that I was doing the best I could with what I had. I was a bubblegum star from a television show with almost guaranteed sales. But I got along with them, and they got along with me. Peter and Gordon were on that
tour.
These were professionals with skill levels that make your jaw drop.
But you see, Paul, they envied you. Joe Esposito, who was Elvis's very close friend, was telling me that when Ricky Nelson was going to meet Elvis for the first time, Elvis got excited to meet Ricky Nelson because he watched him on television before he hit it big.
Right.
These people are watching you and they're saying, man, this guy is on a huge television show. Why can't I have that kind of exposure and venue? I mean, they had to look at you that way. Do you miss singing now, Paul?
I occasionally am asked to go out there and sing. It's a pleasure for me, even though singing She Can't Find Your Keys can drive me nuts because the lyrics are so complicated. But the truth is, I still enjoy performing. I'm always delighted when someone asks. But mind you, Ron, now this is part of my life because I give far more speeches about the welfare of children, working children in our country, than I do performances.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, I get the same thrill to be able to get up in front of people and either share with them some of the lessons of my life or that talent that God gave to me.
A minor consideration. Does that have a website, Paul?
Yes, indeed. www.minorcon.org. What I hope people do is treat themselves to Memory Lane by going to Virgil Films Entertainment and finding Season 3 of The Donna Reed Show.
And that's the 4-disc Season 3 DVD with special bonus features of the ultimate classic television show, The Donna Reed Show. She was a beautiful lady.
Oh, she was just the best. You know, she was an Iowa farm girl, the oldest of five, who was raised not only in Iowa, but then within the MGM star system.
Yes. And
so she was two kinds of people. She was a down-to-earth woman and a major Hollywood star who'd already won the Academy Award for From Here to Eternity before I even met her.
Yeah, no, she was terrific. And I want to tell you something. This has been a treat for me. Please don't be a stranger. If you're down in the Orlando area, look us up and we can do a duet together.
Yeah, I go down there all the time. I was there for the Daytona race.
I was there, too, last February?
Yeah, February, that's right.
I was there.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even see you. 400,000 people.
Right.
Well, when you do that, you have our number now. Let me know, and I'll meet you there.
Hey, you got a deal.
Okay.
All right, Ron,
and we can
so
sing,
much for taking time.
We can sing My Dad and She Lost Her Keys.
Perfect.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Ron.
Paul Peterson has been our guest from The Donna Reed Show, Season number 3, now available. And we'll be back with more live
all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
USA News Update. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro said repairs following a tanker fire will be completed within 2 weeks. President Biden's re-election campaign is underway. He held his first major 2024 campaign event at a rally Saturday hosted by union members in Philadelphia. More than 24 people are reported injured after a Baltimore City bus crashed into a building. Fire officials say the bus collided with two other vehicles before hitting a building near the downtown area. The Justice Department is filing a protective order to stop former President Trump from releasing classified documents. The filing could mean the Justice Department won't try to have Trump blocked from accessing the records he stored in his Mar-a-Lago home. Two new movies with high expectations are underperforming at the box office during the extended Juneteenth weekend, Warner Brothers' The Flash and Pixar's Elemental. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You know, it's nice when you're able to say you don't have to introduce the music you just heard, because it's known worldwide and has been for a lot of years. I tell you, it just doesn't get any better than Earth, Wind, and Fire. And there's a new book called Shining Star, which is in front of me right now in hardcover, and it's Braving the Elements of Earth, Wind, and Fire, penned by one of its founding fathers. Actually came into the group a couple of years later, but really runs it now. Philip Bailey joins us. Hi, Philip. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Philip, this book is sensational. I've had this on my desk for a couple of weeks, and finally I picked it up and I started reading it. Could not put it down. This is a great profile of what, as is quoted, and I love this line, happens when real life exceeds your dreams. What a story, Philip.
Well, thank you so much. You know, I wrote it as a backdrop to what has now become the soundtrack of so many people's lives, to give them a little inside view of what was going on inside my mind and heart and life. As these songs were written and recorded, those of us who've been with us for quite some time that came to some of the larger shows back in the day when we were doing those, to give them some insight as to what was going on. And then just to speak inspirationally to the fact that, you know, life had to go on, and how I survived the ups and downs, the ins and outs, for now almost 45 years.
I would assume writing this had to be a little bit of a tough venture, because you go through the great times and the bad times. I mean, first of all, the group joined through the efforts of Maurice White. You joined it, what, in 1972 you became the lead singer?
Yes.
Okay.
And originally I was going to be the main lead singer, and then as Maurice being the writer and conceptualizer, you know, as he was writing things, and me and him really kind of, it was like a hand in glove in terms of us understanding, you know, being in sync with one another. The vocal sound became, you know, myself and Maurice. So we would just molt everything and sing all the tracks, every chorus, every line, and the whole vocal sound is myself and Maurice.
And they talk about the concept, which was Maurice's definition of what his idea in his mind was, even sitting down and putting ideas and stage presentations and things on a piece of paper. But you talk about the early years, and I always enjoy hearing about the early years, because it reminds me of the people who think that struggle to get to where he is. You talk about your mom being concerned about respiratory issues because you played the sax. You tell a great story about stealing milk when you were younger. And then you talk about the Philly gig uptown. And you had enough money to get to this gig, but you didn't know if you had enough money to come back, and you really did something on stage in the beginning, which you were all very apprehensive about doing, just sitting there.
Just sitting there in the lotus position and staring at the audience as they threw stuff at you and called you names.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just kind of transfixed and kind of hypnotized them with our stoic postures and so forth, and then introduced this little thumb, African thumb piano, the kalimba sound that they had never, you know, heard before, electrified like that, and then just went into our set and stole the audience.
Tell us about how you met Maurice.
Well, I met Maurice because the first band played in Denver on a promotional tour, and our band was asked to open the show, and so I met him on the elevator. Going up the elevator, and he had on a big cowboy hat and some bell-bottom pants, and, you know, looking very city slick, and I was looking very country bumpkin, and he smelled like coconuts. Yeah, because, you know, that was the day back in the day, you know, the oils,
coconut,
you know,
oil, yeah,
everybody
right.
was wearing. So, you know, so that was my first memory.
Now, the gentleman by the name of Perry Jones was very influential in your career, too, wasn't he?
He sure was. He actually started to mentor my band, who Larry Dunn was part of, and Andrew Wolfolk in Denver. He was working there with Transcontinental Distributing. Yeah, and so he was the one that actually is responsible for my meeting Maurice and moving off to Los Angeles. So he has a great, he had a great part to do in my life.
Now, all of this great creativity, this fantastic fan following, these large arenas and stadiums that you're doing, and in 1983, it comes to a kind of a end when Maurice breaks up the group. It's in a financial and emotional end, I might add, both of the things. Then you teamed up with Phil Collins with the duet Easy Lover, but then reformed the group, and you became the new leader of the group then.
Yeah, well, when we reformed the group, Maurice was still there for a few years, and when we reformed the group, he was just at the beginning, hadn't been diagnosed yet with Parkinson's, but later on it was he was unable to do any more touring, and that's how I became the de facto leader.
Yeah, but I tell you something, you've done a heck of a job. And, you know, again, I go back to what I said earlier about everybody thinking that fame all of a sudden just happens to you. Here you were at the top of the game, and you were playing a gig in Japan at a halftime of an automobile race. And there you are in the middle on a bandstand where you used to be at stadiums, and you and Maurice looked at each other and said, what the heck happened here?
Yeah, exactly. We said, well, you know what, if this is the way we're going to go out, then we should just leave it here.
Yeah.
So we contemplated leaving it there, but we had the wrong management. We were with, at that time, we were the late Jerry Weintraub, and just making some wrong decisions. But we went through a period where I call the no man's land, you know, whether you don't know if you have any significance, sir. You know, you're starting to really wonder, you know, if you should hang it up.
Yeah.
And we have to survive that time period, too, to get to the resurgence, which now has never stopped.
No, you're absolutely right. And what I like about this book, and I know that our listeners are going to like it, too, is that you not only talk about the professional bumps in the road, but the personal ones. I mean, absent father and husband, how you reconcile with your dad, the reason why you wrote the song Reasons about your earlier life in bars playing as a youngster.
Right.
And keeping the band together. But you got some personal stuff in here, and a great pictorial, I might add, about what it takes to really sustain a very difficult career in the entertainment business.
Well, you know, I actually met the Lord in 1975. I'm a Christian, and that's when things began to kind of come together. Not without many, you know, ups and downs, bumps in the roads, or whatever, but with a more sustained, purposeful focus on, you know, my destiny. And so I talk about that in the book as well.
You did a great job. I am being very honest with you. A terrific job. As I mentioned earlier, enormous amount of success with over 90 million records sold, 8 Grammy Awards out of 20 nominations, a 2000 induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and now a big author with the book Shining Star, Braving the Elements of Earth, Wind, and Fire, penned by its lead singer, Philip Bailey. Philip, do me a favor. I know that you are on a horrendous schedule these days, but would you come back and join us sometimes? I would love to have you back. You're not only a great guest, a magnificent talent, a very good author. This is a good book.
Well, thank you very much. It's been my honor to talk to you today, and I sure will. I'll come back and visit any time you'd like me to.
Phil, thanks for doing that. Good luck with the book, and I urge everybody to get it. Shining Star, Braving the Elements of Earth, Wind, and Fire, available in hardcover as we speak, written by the great Philip Bailey. Thanks, Philip. Look forward to having you back, my friend.
Thank you.
What a guy. What a group. Earth, Wind, and Fire. And there's more to come today.
Shining Star, thank you to see. Put your light on, so you're happy. Shining Star, thank you to see. Come on.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. You know, June is here, and man, June is packed with a lot of celebrations. You've got graduations. You've got Father's Day. You've got birthdays. You've got weddings. Man, I tell you, this is a busy, busy month. And joining us right now is a friend of our show that has a lot of solutions to a lot of issues when it comes to gift giving. She is the founder of TheGiftInsider.com. Joining us right now is Lindsay Roberts. Hi, Lindsay. How are you? Happy June.
Hi, Ron. It's great chatting with you again. Thanks for having me.
You know, it is a busy month, and let's start off with the elephant in the room, okay? Father's Day. There is nothing harder in the world than to buy for a father, and to couple that, as a father, it is very, very hard telling people what I want.
So that is the problem everyone has is, you know, dads, if you ask them what they want, they say they don't need anything, and a lot of times they really don't need anything. So dads and grads can be definitely a little bit tricky, but what we recommend if you're stuck is to really hone in on your dad's interests, so his hobbies, things that he likes. Another way to go is the sentimental route, and it's also sometimes even more affordable and something that he's going to appreciate more. So you can do a DIY gift, a homemade gift, frame picture frame, or we love doing experience gifts with dad, something he's definitely going to appreciate.
What's an experience gift, Lindsay?
So a great idea that we have for men, for dad or for grad, is Old Spice men's hairstyling products. So this is a great way to help this special guy in your life achieve the look he wants and that self-confidence that we all know great hair inspires. So they have their Old Spice pomade, which is an barbershop quality styler infused with beeswax. So it gives medium hold and no shine, which is a really cool look these days. And it has that clean, fresh scent that everyone loves with Old Spice. And they have that. And then they also have multiple different men's hair styling products that are good for a dad or a grad. And prices around $9 online and at most retailers. So it's a really affordable price point for either dads or grads.
Yeah, bringing back some memories to me of my father with the Old Spice. That's a great, great, great idea. Okay, now let's talk about the grads, okay? Because, you know, that's a big day for them. And, you want to kind of give them a gift that they're going to remember for a while.
Yeah, so tech gifts and smart home gifts are a great way to go for the dads or grads who you really want to get something special for. So one idea we have is the Ecobee Smart Thermostat Premium. So it's the perfect gift for dad who wants a simple home upgrade or for grad who might be moving into their own place for the first time. So it's Ecobee's most advanced thermostat to date. So it helps save energy and money with up to 26% savings on your annual heating and cooling costs. So that's huge. And it really is the only smart thermostat on the market with both an indoor air quality monitor and an embedded smart speaker. You can pair with your choice of Siri or Alexa. So this is a gift that pays for itself and is really going to keep your home comfortable for years to come.
Now, let's talk about the latest trends. Is it a good idea to come up with the latest trends? You know, the latest trends are very, very difficult because they become the latest trends, and then tomorrow they become not the latest trends. But how do you stay on top of that, and what's good ideas for that, including, again, we're talking about dads, grads, and birthdays. I'm saying birthdays because it's my birthday in June, and I'm trying to get some, you know, information for my kids to give me.
What day in June is it? My dad has his 70th coming up on June 26th.
Well, mine's June 16th, and many times, many, many, many times in the course of my lifetime, it has landed right on Father's Day. So, you know, you could say you get a little gypped out of that deal, but I don't want to sound like ungrateful or anything.
Yes, you probably are always right around that holiday. So yeah, hopefully they think really hard on something fun to give you. I do have, if you are a tech kind of guy, I have an idea for your kids maybe if they're listening, but so from Garmin, they have their Garmin Instinct 2 Solar. So this is a really cool smartwatch. It's a purpose-built smartwatch designed for the rugged individualist in mind. So it's a solar-charging GPS smartwatch. It's tough enough to keep up with you and your style, and it's really built to withstand any element. So it's tech-driven, has an unlimited battery life in certain models, which I think is so cool. And it has Garmin's full suite of health and wellness features, like their VO2 max and sleep score. And you also can use Garmin Pay, so you can make payments on the go right from your watch, which is a very cool feature.
Is it a good idea to buy something that is practical or something that is fun? And the reason I say that is because, and I don't know about in my particular case, but I guess I do. I like practical stuff. But, you know, like in Mother's Day or my wife's birthday, you never give like an iron or something because, or a sweeper because that's a bad reflection. What about dads? Dads are a little bit different when it comes to that. I mean, you know, if somebody gave me something that I actually needed, you know, it would be really great.
So I always try and err on the side of fun. I love things that you can do with dad, ways to celebrate with dad. One thing we love, this is from Stella Rosa, and it's their inaugural spirit. So it's a Stella Rosa brandy, and it's a collection of handcrafted fruit-flavored brandy made in northern Italy. And it's really perfect to sip or stir, and they offer three fruit-forward flavors. So it's a really elevated take on the traditional brandy. It's going to leave the dad in your life impressed with its smooth and refreshing notes. They have smooth black, tropical passion, and honey peach flavor. So it's something for everyone. And it's perfect on its own, or personally, I'm more mixing it into a cocktail, which is a great way to go for summer as well.
Now you're talking my gift idea, okay? I like that idea a lot. That makes memories. You talk about a gift that makes memories, and you mentioned, you know, frames and so on and so forth. Is a gift that you make a good idea, or is it preferably something that you you found, you thought of your dad? Because sometimes making a gift is kind of klutzy, you know, unless you're really good at that.
No matter what, I honestly love, for Mother's Day, for Father's Day, I think parents really appreciate something homemade, even if, you know, it's something that's inexpensive, but it's really the thought you put behind it. Sometimes it's great to kind of pair a homemade gift with a tangible gift.
Right.
Or if you want to go the experience gift route, I love finding maybe tickets to a ball game and something that he can use with that actual sport, or kind of pairing two things together. So a tangible gift and either an experience or a DIY gift is what I would recommend.
I think that the ticket stuff, that's good. That's a good one. And then if you can afford it, you go with your dad or with your grad. Is there a difference between gift for graduation for girls and guys?
It depends on the type of person that they are. So it definitely, I would think at not necessarily gender related, but just kind of what type of person and what those hobbies that dad or grad really likes.
And you don't have to spend a lot, do you? I think as the person gets older, maybe graduation, you know, you spend a little bit more because the person a little bit younger. But as you're talking about moms and dads, they know what it's like when you're on a budget. You can do this pretty well on a budget and still make an impression and show your appreciation and love, can't you?
You really can. And so on thegiftinsider.com, we have gift ideas for every price range. And you can also, everything we talked about today, you can go to tipsontv.com for more information on those as well, along with the prices.
I like the idea you can go to one stop, tipsontv.com. And, of course, joining us right now is our friend on our show for many, many years and the founder of thegiftinsider.com. We're talking to Lindsay Roberts. And, again, tipsontv.com. Lindsay, thanks for joining us, and I hope you have a great June. Well, I tell you something, she knows her stuff, but if by chance, because she talks so fast, if you need a transcription, let me know. Packs a lot of stuff in there. And want to remind you, if you want to visit our website, check out ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com, where you can hear any show on demand 24/7.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
On this Father's Day weekend, that's a wrap. Want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the show. And they include Howie Mandel, actress Shirley MacLaine, from the TV show 1883, Eric Nelson, comedian and actor Kevin Hart, going back to the Donna Reed Show days with Paul Peterson, from Earth, Wind & Fire, Philip Bailey, and Lindsay Roberts. Well, I want to wish all the dads out there a very happy Father's Day. And if you're going to call dad, do it. And if you don't have a dad that's with you, think of him all day long. And until next week, I'm Ron Segi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.